been no one who makes me feel like you do. Say we'll be together to the end, but just as I thought it was going alright, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. Well, I could say day and you say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all, that's all.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The trade war with China is on. 10% tariffs kicking in overnight. The retaliatory 15% tariffs on U.S. goods entering China in effect as well. However, ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce says the trade war that President Trump was threatening against Mexico and Canada has been averted for now.
After two phone calls with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canada agreeing, in addition to its existing $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a fentanyl czar, list cartels as terrorists, and launch a joint Canada-U.S. strike force to combat organized crime, fentanyl, and money laundering.
Mexico also announcing new border security rules in exchange for the temporary tariff pauses. Two key test votes today for two of President Trump's cabinet picks, Health Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy Jr. and Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard. Five people shot at an adult education center in Sweden this morning. Happened about 125 miles from Stockholm. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is suing the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. The suit was filed after a student who was forced to go from private to public schools due to an illness in her family was blocked from joining the Baraboo softball team. Air Wisconsin will let go of 219 employees in management positions permanently and 294 in union positions temporarily. A notice filed by the airline with the state's Workforce Development Department says the layoffs could begin as early as March 31st and will impact jobs at airports in Milwaukee and Appleton. Passenger numbers are up at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. The airport reached a new milestone in passenger traffic in 2023 when it surpassed the 6 million passenger mark for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. The total was a 5% increase over the previous record.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, highs in the low 20s. A cloudy sky for tonight, lows to the mid-teens. Snow developing for Wednesday, even some freezing rain mixed at times, high near 30. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, we're at 8.
99.7
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:04 on Tuesday morning. Beautiful sunny day out there, looking outside the studio windows. It's great to see the sun out there. You know, February started. Hey, we got the Christmas tree down this past weekend. Yeah, it was all good. You know, I thought about leaving up for Valentine's Day. We had the red and silver on it. And here's to Pawn, Max FM.
Tear in my heart as you walk over by. Official
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 8:12 on Tuesday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Partly sunny with a high near 20. Winds are north 5 to 10 miles per hour, causing wind chill values of 5 to 5 below zero. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 15. Tomorrow, it will be cloudy. We have a chance of afternoon snow with a high near 30. Tomorrow night, we're looking at snow possibly mixing with a little bit of freezing rain with a low of 25. Little to no ice accumulation is expected. Possibly maybe a half inch of snow tomorrow night. We are continuing to monitor that system as it does get closer to us. On Thursday, gradually clearing with a high of 35. Currently, 8 degrees outside the Max FM studios. It is beautiful and sunny out there as I look outside our studio windows this morning. We all know the big game is coming up this weekend, right? And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about that in just a second. But I do want to give this one last chance to remind everyone, if you are sick of hearing an overused phrase, text those to me, 608-355-9970. I'm going to talk about those just before calendar days. We went through the top 20 most overused phrases that people are sick of hearing, and I want to know what your phrases are. You can text those in, 608-355-9970, or we can text those via the free Civic Media app, so I kind of am curious to see what those are. We've got a couple of good ones in, so I want to hear what yours are locally as well. All right, Super Bowl this coming Sunday. Yeah, who's going to watch it? That's my first question. So you can also text me and let me know if you're going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend. We'll talk more about that as we get to the end of the week. I've got some ideas of things related to the Super Bowl that we'll probably talk about on Friday. Now, the one thing with the internet that has changed is companies continue to spoil their own surprise by releasing their Super Bowl ads ahead of time. Now, the latest batch, which you should avoid if you'd rather see them for the first time on Sunday, you can go to YouTube and see all of these. I'm just going to let you know that. But if you don't want to spoil it, don't go out to YouTube. I'm not going to go into all the details each one of these commercials on our top four commercial roundup this morning. And so, number four is Kris Jenner scolds Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt in Meta's new commercial for their AI glasses. And I've got it playing in the background here, and it involves some artwork that, let's put it that way, we all know about the duct tape banana to the wall, and that is the premise of that commercial, and that's all I'm going to say. So they're talking about Meta's glasses. Apparently, they're coming out with some new AI glasses. That's going to be the latest thing. So Meta's going to pony up by at least $8 million to have their commercials showing. Now, number three, this one is a very serious commercial. I do want to start off with that. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft produced a powerful ad through his foundation to combat anti-Semitism. It stars Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady. Very powerful commercial. Make sure you're watching for that one on Sunday. And if you get a chance, you can again go look at these on YouTube. Now, number two on my list caught me off guard, because this is You Can't Be Fast or Furious When You're Enjoying Häagen-Dazs Ice Cream. Just ask Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, and Ludacris. This one, I thought maybe when I first saw it, was there was going to be a commercial for a new Fast and Furious movie, and they're eating Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And, you know, it's not so Fast and Furious. I just was very shocked by this commercial. And then Ludacris is in it, so which makes it a little bit funnier. And if you know his character from Fast and Furious, it was great. So, yeah, that one was very interesting. And this one isn't so fast either. It is the Coors Light decided to forego its celebrities in favor of Sloss. You heard me. And frankly, I wish I hadn't seen this one until the game, because everything from the concept to execution is an A+. I'm not even kidding you. You have to go watch this one. if you don't see it Sunday, you want to go back and watch it. Let's put it that way, because it is very accurate. Because we talked about that the Monday after the Super Bowl, should that be a holiday? I'm not going to give any opinions on that one, because my opinion really doesn't matter anyways. But it definitely takes advantage of that one, and it's got some good laughs in it. It is a commercial that is a full 60 seconds, and, you know, they just, it's an A+ in my eyes. I mean, it's funny. You have to go watch it if you don't get to watch it during the Super Bowl, because it involves Sloss, it involves Mondays, and not moving too fast. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to spoil these commercials for you. And I think the weird part was, for me, I remember when I was younger, before the internet, we always sat in front of the TVs glued to the Super Bowl to watch the commercials, because you couldn't see them ahead of time, right? And that's, I think, the thing that people often forget, that were around post-internet being around, because you can go find everything on the internet, or they would get so-called leaked out, and so then that kind of helped get these commercials going as well. And now they're not even leaking them out. They're just putting them out there for everyone to watch. And so, yeah, I think that there's some good commercials in there. The Fast and Furious, you know, franchise had definitely released commercials during the Super Bowl as well. And I don't know when the next Fast and Furious movie is coming out. I've had people ask me, Fast X or Fast 10, if you want to call it that. Though that was released May 19th of 2023. I don't know what the future plans are, if there's going to be any more Fast and Furious movies. I'm going to be curious about that. I've been Googling as I'm sitting here talking to you and to see if there's going to be Fast and Furious 11. There was a lot of talk with what was going to happen with this. And what I last remember was that it was going to be Fast X Part 2. You heard me correctly. Fast X Part 2 was a lot of what they were calling it. Fast and Furious 11 was definitely a possibility. Vin Diesel has teased that a little bit, but we'll see what happens. I am going to be curious about that. We've watched all the Fast and Furious movies except for number 10. We have it here. We just haven't had time to watch it. So maybe that'll be on our weekend watch list. We'll see what happens there. So again, Super Bowl commercials are already out if you want to go over to YouTube and Google those. As a reminder, last chance, if you want to text in those overused phrases, 608-355-9970. I'll talk about the ones that came in via the text line or from some of my coworkers here as well. There's a couple of good ones in there. I have my own in there too, which I used to use. I haven't said in a while, so 608-355-9970. What phrase is overused that you're sick of hearing? The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to RAMCHealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it!
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4150.
800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can change.
Some hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with David. It is 8:25 on Tuesday morning. Here is Don Henley, Boys of Summer on Max FM.
Combed back, sunglasses on, baby. I can tell.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave, brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. 8:30 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, we do have an active Amber Alert in the state of Wisconsin. All of this information is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page or on our website, max.fm. I'm going over to grab that information right now so I can have the most current information. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 16-year-old pregnant girl, Sophia Martha Franklin, from Beaver Dam. Sophia, who was 3 months pregnant, was last seen at her home in Beaver Dam at 9 p.m. on Sunday night, February 2nd. Police believe she is with 40-year-old Gary F. Day, the father of her unborn child. A no-contact order has been issued for Day and Sophia. Anyone with information on Sophia or Day is asked to contact the Beaver Dam Police Department at 888-304-3936. Their picture is on our Facebook page as well. So we have both Sophia and Day's pictures on our Facebook page. They are believed to be traveling in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas license plates, BBR20L. Again, they are believed to be traveling in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas license plates BBR20L. Sophia is described as 5'9", 186 pounds, with dark hair and blue eyes. Day is 5'7", 165 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. Again, anyone that has information on their location is asked to contact the Beaver Dam Police Department at 888-304-3936. If you do see this car in our area, please contact local authorities immediately and pass that information along to them. Again, this Amber Alert is posted on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, as well as our website, max.fm. We will continue to monitor that throughout the day today. And if there's any updates, we will update our Facebook page as soon as we have that information available to us. So again, we will keep tabs on that throughout the day today. As a reminder, we do have Baraboo Thunderbird basketball tonight, 7 p.m. That'll be right here on 99.7 Max FM, 103.7 in the Reedsburg area, or streaming free via the free Civic Media app. All right, this is also your last chance to text in those overused phrases, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those around 8:40, just before calendar days. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Bucks played without Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, and Chris Middleton. Result expected, a 125-96 blowout loss to Oklahoma City. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Ryan Rollins had 16 to lead the Bucks in the loss. They suffered their fourth in a row. Both Wisconsin and Marquette took a dip in the top 25 polls this week. The Golden Eagles are 11th in both the AP and coaches poll after falling to UConn on Saturday. The Badgers dropped two spots to 19th in the coaches poll. They're down four spots to number 21.
21 in the writers' pool. Golden Eagles back at it tonight, taking on league-leading St. John's in New York. The Badgers host the Indiana Hoosiers in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center. And Miles Garrett has told the Cleveland Browns he wants to be traded, despite the fact the Browns a week ago said they had no intentions of doing so. Garrett had 14 sacks this past season, 102.5 in his career. Packers fans hoping Green Bay is a good landing spot for Garrett. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, highs in the low 20s. A cloudy sky for tonight, lows to the mid-teens. Snow developing for Wednesday, even some freezing rain mixed at times, high near 30. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, we're at 8.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. 836 with Hall & Oates on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Baking better together. All right, so we did get a text this morning of phrases that people had thought were overused and throughout the past year. And these are the ones that came in via text this morning. Or in America, Make America Great Again. Let's be honest here. And this one came in. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. Yes, I've heard that one used a lot. And, you know, yeah, it doesn't always work out well when you do those things. And then the other one I always used to say when someone goes, how you doing? You'd say, oh, living the dream. And I've been saying that for years. And then one of my former coworkers, he used it a lot. And it was definitely getting overused. And I don't use that one anymore. I can honestly say, you know, doing well or whatever's going on. It seems easier to say that than just say living the dream. So, and yeah, that was a very interesting one. That one was used a lot. I don't remember where living the dream came from now. That's the other thing I was trying to remember is where did that come from, you know? And that is the one that is out there. So now you can put those on your list. Maybe don't use them, you know. And if anyone wants that top 20, let me know. I'll be glad to share that with you. Today is February 4th. Let's take a look at calendar days. Today is USO Day, so that definitely celebrate that today and observe that one. It is also Sweater Day, so it's one of those that are pretty important, especially on a little bit cooler days. Maybe have a sweater. So yeah, happy National Sweater Day. Let's see, it is also, this one I did not know, so this one's interesting. It is National Wicker Day, so wicker is still fashionable and eco-friendly. So, you know, there's a lot of different things out there with wicker. Chairs are one of them. We actually have some paper plate holders that work very well, and so, yeah, National Wicker Day. This one is interesting. It's National Thank a Mailman Day. So if you see a mail person out there today, be sure to thank them because they are out there, rain, snow, or shine is what they say. And you know what? They're out there in all weather. So if you see your mail person out there today, make sure you say thank you for all their hard work. We thank and appreciate all of our mail people out there today. You know, especially when you get the Amazon packages. So that is one of those that there's definitely a lot of those out there, and they deliver them on the weekend as well. So that's also National Stuffed Mushroom Day. Oh my goodness, these look so tasty. I love stuffed mushrooms. In case anyone didn't know that about me, yes, stuffed mushrooms, one of my favorites. Now I'm definitely hungry for that as well. Here's another good one. National Homemade Soup Day. National Homemade Soup Day is celebrated on February 4th. Soup is a perfect winter meal. People have been enjoying this simple yet extremely delicious dish. And yes, I love soup. I'm going to say that right now. It's one of my favorite foods. I eat it year-round. My lovely wife can attest to. We'll go into a pizza joint that has soup, and I'll ask what the soup flavor is. Now they don't serve it in summer, so that's one thing. And it was always a flavor I didn't like. That was the ironic part of that one, but I digress. It is also National Hemp Day, so that's something on the calendar for today. It is also Farmer's Day, so if you see a farmer out there, definitely thank them for all of their hard work. They work year-round, especially when you live in the state of Wisconsin. You think about those farmers that are out there doing their early morning chores and tasks. Doesn't matter, again, what the weather is. They're just like the male people. They're out there rain, snow, or shine. Also, yes, it is Facebook's birthday today. That showed up in our calendar days. The day originated in 2004. When the owner and creator Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook, and is one of the most popular social media platforms out there. So yes, it is also Facebook Day or Facebook's birthday day. I didn't realize it was of the legal age. This one's interesting. Create a vacuum day. So, you know, awaken that inner lab nerd as you tinker around with vacuums. Yes, very important in many different factors. It's also World Cancer Day, and this one is something that's very important. It's an important day to raise awareness about prevention, detection, and treatment of this fatal disease. So yes, World Cancer Day, we definitely think about all those people that are out there going through that today. I know people personally in my life, so it's definitely something that is near and dear to my heart. They have the teal ribbon on there, so that is the sign or the symbol for World Cancer Day. So definitely thinking about that one today. And again, It's National Thank a Mail Carrier Day today. So definitely, if you see your mail carriers out there today, say thank you. In the summer, maybe have a nice bottle of water for them when it's hot out, because they don't slow down. They keep going, and we're so appreciative of everything they do. We also got a text in of one of the phrases that people are definitely sick of hearing, the new norm. Yes, you definitely hear that one a lot. So the new norm, and you hear it, and you're like, oh, yeah, what is that? Why do people say that? Yeah, that they're trying to abbreviate for the new normal. And yeah, and is there really such a thing as that? I will definitely agree. That person definitely hit the nail on the head with that one. I totally forgot about that one. So thank you for texting that in this morning. I appreciate everyone that texted in their phrases this morning. Thank you so much. We really love all of our listeners. Again, Friday, we will probably be talking about the Super Bowl, just because that is something that will be up and coming. I'm almost thinking that maybe we'll talk about Super Bowl foods or something along those lines, because do you celebrate Super Bowl? So we definitely, I'm going to get some ideas about that is towards the end of the week, because we know it's the big game. The commercials are out there like we talked about. And then, of course, on Monday, we will talk about those Super Bowl commercials when Emily returns, because, you know, we're going to want to talk about those and go, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, that one wasn't so much, provided that we both get to watch it. That sometimes doesn't happen, so you never know. But if it was Packers playing, yes, I would be watching. I didn't care what was going on. But yeah, we'll probably talk on Friday, ask if people are watching it as well. So looking forward to that. As a reminder, a couple of things going on. The Beyond Blessed Food Pantry will be closed this Wednesday, February 5th, as they work on their new traffic plan. There's information on the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry's Facebook page. They're planning to resume operations on Wednesday, February 12th, with a new traffic plan. We will be in touch with them as that gets a little bit closer, but we just want to remind everyone that that is definitely something that is going on in the area. Of course, we do have Bear Booth Thunderbirds girls basketball going on tonight versus Marshfield. Ben Brownlee and Christy Feld will have the call of that game. Tip-off is right around 7 p.m. or so. Well, as soon as that game is ready, we'll have that again right here, and you can stream it from the app as well. And there's also a game on Friday night. We want to make sure everyone's aware that our big deals of the day this week for MaxFMBigDeals.com will be Thursday and Friday this week. Normally, we do those Wednesdays and Friday. This week, it'll be on Thursday and Friday. We're going to have a new special over at MaxFMBigDeals.com on Wednesday. So I'll tell you about that tomorrow morning. So you're going to want to be listening for that. You'll have a chance to get some extra savings, is the hint I have for you. So I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. We'll talk about that right around 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, so everyone can take advantage of that. You know, Valentine's Day isn't that far away. If my math is correct, it is 10 days from now, and Valentine's Day falls on a Friday, so you want to make sure you're ready for that. We got some great deals there. I can give you some ideas, too, of some items that may be appreciated for Valentine's Day by that special someone that's out there. So and don't forget, Valentine's Day, 10 days away. I'm trying to give everyone plenty of heads up on that one. You know, I'm more kind of keeping a look at February 16th. That's return of the Daytona 500. So, if anyone wants to take a guess at which one I'll probably remember and which one I'll forget, you can probably have a pretty good idea at this point. So we'll see kind of what's happening there. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to being back with you throughout the morning here. Again, Mace Michaels, he'll be coming on at 11 o'clock. He's had a very busy morning already with weather, so he'll be on from 11 to 4. Jay's on a much-deserved vacation. Aaron will be in for his normal routine, and then we have Thunderbirds basketball at 7 o'clock. And then Wendy Grant's going to join us from 9 to midnight today. She's filling in on weeknights for me, so he can cover the morning. So yeah, as Wendy put it last night, we're doing the DJ shuffle, and no one wants to see me shuffling or dancing. That's a whole thing in itself. The morning show is brought to you by Bear Booth State Bank, banking better together.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank.
Baraboo Reads presents a community discussion series. It's around the book The Sum of Us, and it'll be hosted by Dr. Rainey Briggs. All the meetings will be held in the library auditorium. Upcoming discussions include Thursday the 13th, Thursday the 20th, and Tuesday the 25th. All the meetings will be from 5 until 6:30. Check out the Carnegie Schottky Memorial Public Library for all the details and register in person at the library. Again, this discussion series will continue through the end of February. And the George Culver Community Library will be hosting their Sweetheart Party. This will be happening on Saturday, February 8th from 10:30 until 12:30. Join them in the community room and create a Valentine's Day card for a loved one, make a craft, play some games, and dance to fun music. It's an event where you can bring the whole family to celebrate. No registration is required and geared towards everyone. Again, this event is going to be on Saturday, February 8th from 10:30 until 12:30 at the George Culver Community Library in Sauk City. And the Reedsburg VFW will be hosting their monthly buffet breakfast at the Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall on Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. Made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW Hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. It's $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Again, this is every second Sunday of the month from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maximum hits.
Try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Eclipse of the heart.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.